The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 13th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Oh, the E-Magazine. It hasn't really taken off much, has it? Nah. But that isn't stopping Apple from writing out a check. No. Yes, that's right. Apple's decided to buy the service Texture. That's the service that actually gives access to over 200 magazines for a monthly fee. Think of it like Netflix for magazines. Now, according to Apple, at least from Eddie Q, they said they are committed to quality journalism from trusted sources and allowing magazines to keep producing beautifully designed and engaging stories for users. Boy, doesn't that just sound like a generic quote. Of course, it's probably more directed towards a competition with Google and Amazon. Remember, Google has their own news through its Play Store, and of course, Amazon has its own subscription reading service. Of course, it just could be Tim Cook looking at Apple stock price right now going,
what do we buy today? I'm bored.
MoviePass. Don't know if you heard of this or not, but it's a thing in the U.S. It's basically a subscription that Hollywood can get you back into theaters. Amazingly, though, it's actually done pretty well. So much, in fact, that I guess the U.K. saying, yeah, we clamor for this, too. Although it's not going to be called MoviePass, this one's actually going to be called CPass. Now, those of you not familiar with this is basically a service that lets you see a 2D movie per day in theaters for a set monthly fee. Now, CPass, the yet-to-be-available service for the U.K. and across Europe, will have a set price of about £9.95 a month. That's roughly about $14. Again, though, it's not available yet. It's only currently in sign-up mode, and we don't know when it's going to be launching. But from what we do know, the service will work pretty much like MoviePass does. You'll register for a pass, pay the fee, and then you'll get a little card in the mail. Yes, mail. Snail mail. After that, you'll choose the movie, the theater, and the time you want to see it, and voila, there you go. Alexa, what would we do without her? Well, apparently we'd be less lazy, but nonetheless, though, this is still cool. If you've got an Alexa-enabled tablet, well, now you can place phone calls and even video calls, plus send messages, all with the help of Alexa. That's right, you're no longer tied to your Echo to do all these things. If you've got her on your portable device, and hey, you're set to go. Compatible tablets actually will include, of course, Android tablets, iPads, I know, I can't believe it myself, and Amazon's Fire tablets, of course. Amazingly enough, not only can you make calls, you can also receive calls. That's right, when you update the app, you'll now be able to receive calls through your tablets through your Alexa app. Plus, if you want to feel like it's 1983 all over again, you'll also have Amazon's drop-in feature. That lets you connect your tablets and other Echo devices in your home. That way, now everybody can talk together like you're on some futuristic walkie-talkie. And finally, people that wear glasses, I know it's not the most enjoyable thing in the world. And a lot of people that I know that wear glasses can't stand the idea of having contact lenses, you know, shoving something in your eye. Yeah, I don't even like the sound of that myself. Sure would be nice if they could eliminate this, say, without surgery and, you know, all complicated, expensive things. Not saying this won't be expensive, but it definitely is less complicated. I'm talking about vision-improving nanoparticle eye drops. Yeah, you know, like Visine or that kind of stuff. Well, that's again what this is. Apparently, what happened, you stick these drops in your eye, drop. Then you have to have a little bit of a laser process. That's in very small print. They don't really mention that to the end of the article. Anyways, after that, you're supposed to have improvements in not only your short, or shall we say near-sightedness, but also if you can't see far away stuff either. Now, mind you right now, the testing that they were talking about, it's only been done in mice. Humans testing, however, though, is supposed to take place sometime this year. And hopefully it will work. One of these days, maybe we'll just say, hey, pick me up a bottle of nano drops there. Whew, that's a whole lot better. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our website as well, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That's where you can find all of our podcasts. Our blog and review section is over there as well. Check out our social media destinations too, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But our main social media destination you need to be at is our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and mingle with us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back with you tomorrow. Yes, we will have a Wednesday Hump Day edition for you guys and gals. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.